The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in. This is the Gill Report brought to you by TennesseeStar.com. I'm Steve Gill with some final thoughts. Again, go to our website, TennesseeStar.com. Go to our Facebook page, Tennessee Star, or to Gill Report, and be sure to like and friend us on Facebook. You can find links to some of the stories that we pop up in between shows and before we even get them on the website. So you can also interact with us there as well. One of the bills that is moving through the legislature that, you know, keeps coming close, but looks like it may be advancing a little quicker this time, but with just a few more weeks left in the legislative session, it may still fail, is legalizing medical marijuana in Tennessee. Now, there are some problems with this bill because it's not just legalizing medical marijuana. You've got some of the folks that are pushing recreational marijuana that we've seen embraced in states like Colorado recently. But the bill is supposedly limited to medical marijuana. Now, there are critics that say the same doctors that haven't controlled opioids are unlikely to control medical marijuana any better. And that's a legitimate question that needs to be raised. You also have the THC levels of medical marijuana. The THC is the stuff that gets you high if you smoke pot. There are no THC and low THC alternatives that can be utilized for medical purposes, whether it's in oil form or vaping or other ways, that doesn't have the get you high component that some argue is a much better choice, even though it doesn't reach everyone that might get some benefits from medical marijuana. But if you don't have the get you high component tied to the medical marijuana cards, then you don't have people that are trying to get medical marijuana solely because they want the high. It will be legitimately used only by those who are seeking the medical benefits, not to use it as some sort of a getting high sort of drug. The other thing to keep in mind is that according to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, a 2016 opinion, they deemed that the irrational and unpredictable behavior that comes from marijuana allows the federal government to stop ownership of guns or distribution of concealed carry permits to anyone who has a medical marijuana card. So as you're seeing this legislation move ahead, some that may want a medical marijuana card in Tennessee, if this legislation passes, will have to choose between whether they want their concealed carry permit card or their medical marijuana card. Just again, one of the issues that people ought to pay attention to when the policies are being made rather than after the fact. We'll talk more tomorrow with another edition of the Gill Report. In the meantime, have a great evening and we'll catch up tomorrow.